I think most of you have heard of, and probably even tried, the agentic AI system OpenClaw. A couple of months ago, this project basically took the internet by storm. Today, I want to install and test a similar project called Hermes Agent. But this is not just another OpenClaw clone, it's more like its logical continuation. Let's start with a very brief explanation of how OpenClaw differs from Hermes Agent. OpenClaw is more like a framework or an operating system for agents where you build agents yourself. Hermes Agent, on the other hand, is a ready-to-use agent that learns over time. You simply deploy it and start using it immediately. So, Hermes Agent is a centralized, ready-made agent that already comes with memory, skills, sub-agents, a scheduler, and more. The main feature of Hermes is its self-improving loop. It remembers decisions, creates skills, and reuses past experience. Alright, enough theory. Let's move on to practice. As you might remember from one of my previous videos, I ran Gemma 4 on a Raspberry Pi. At first, I also thought about running Hermes Agent on the same Raspberry. But eventually, I decided to deploy it on another Raspberry Pi I own. It's an older generation model, but it should still be more than enough to run this agent. You might ask why use two Raspberry Pis when everything could run on one? Well, in principle you can, but I chose not to for two reasons. First, I feel more comfortable when this kind of agent runs in an isolated environment without access to critical data. So on this machine, only Hermes Agent will be running, and I will gradually grant it access only to the data it actually needs. The second reason is that my first Raspberry Pi is already heavily loaded. I use it as a media server for development work and for testing various things, like Gemma 4, so sometimes it gets quite overloaded. And since my second Raspberry was basically sitting idle, I decided that Hermes Agent would live there instead. Alright, let's start the installation. First, we take an SD card and wipe everything from it. After that, we use Raspberry Pi Imager to flash a fresh Ubuntu server image onto it. I specifically chose the server edition because the desktop version comes with a lot of packages for a graphical interface that I don't need. Those packages would just unnecessarily bloat the system. Now we boot the system. By the way, take a look at my setup during installation. Two wireless keyboards and two wireless mice. The first set is connected to my MacBook, and the MacBook is connected to the right monitor. The second set is temporarily connected to the Raspberry Pi, which is hooked up to the left monitor. So the system has booted up. Everything seems to be working. Now I can safely disconnect the monitor, keyboard and mouse from the Raspberry Pi. I won't need them anymore, because from now on I'll be connecting to it only via SSH. Alright, now I'm connecting to the Raspberry Pi via SSH. Next, I'm launching the terminal multiplexer TMUX. Definitely give it a try if you're not already using it in your workflow. Okay, now let's go to the Hermes website and copy the installation command. We run it, and it downloads and executes the installation script. This script installs all the necessary dependencies and anything else required to run Hermes. As you can see, it's asking whether I want to install an additional library for working with audio. Sure, I'll allow that. After that, it continues its work. Here you can see it installed a really nice library for terminal animations. I think this will look pretty cool in action. It also detected that I had previously installed OpenClaw on this device, so it asks whether I want to import settings from it. But since I only installed OpenClaw and never actually ran it, I'll skip the import. Now, the installer asks how deeply I want to go into configuring the agent. There are two options, quick setup and full setup. I'll choose the quick setup for now, since my main goal is just to get Hermes up and running and verify that it works. I can always fine-tune everything later. Next, it asks which LLM provider I want to use. As you can see, there's a huge selection. Both major paid providers like Anthropic and Google, as well as lesser known ones. You'll most likely find your preferred provider here. You can also choose a local provider and use locally installed AI models, but I'm going to skip that for now since I want to get Hermes running as quickly as possible. So I'll go with Ollama Cloud. Just a reminder, to use Ollama Cloud, you'll need an account and an API key. After entering the key, I need to choose which LLM model I want to use for the agent. I'll go with Gemma 4 since I really liked it after my recent testing. At this point, you can also connect Hermes to a messenger or chat platform. I'll skip that step for now and configure it later if needed. Alright, it looks like the installation and setup completed successfully. I'll exit the installer, reload my shell configuration, and then start Hermes Agent from scratch. Hermes is launched with a simple command in the terminal. Once started, it displays a really nice splash screen. It also shows useful information about the agent, its tools, available skills, and so on. Let me pause here for a moment and go into a bit more detail, because these are built-in tools that you can start using right after installing the agent. So first, we have the browser control tools. With them, the agent can open web pages, click on elements, and generally interact with the browser. Next is a tool called Clarify. It allows the agent to ask the user for additional details when a task isn't fully clear. Then there's code execution. This tool lets Hermes actually run code, not just understand it. It's often used for calculations, data processing, and sometimes even file generation. Cronjob, pretty self-explanatory. It allows the agent to execute tasks on a schedule. Delegation. With this tool, Hermes can delegate tasks to other agents, so you can already start building multi-agent systems. Next comes a set of tools for working with files. I think those are fairly straightforward. There are also several other tools, but I won't go through all of them right now. I think you already get the main idea. Hermes Agent is not just an LLM, but a full-fledged agent with tools. It doesn't just answer your questions, it actually solves tasks using those tools. After that, we have skills. These are higher-level, more complex capabilities of the agent. You can think of them as ready-made integrations with external services, applications, and even entire domains. I won't go through each of them, but their names already give a good idea of what they're responsible for. Now, to verify that everything is working correctly, and that the LLM model I selected is properly connected, I'll ask it in the chat who it is. As you can see, it responds that it's Hermes and briefly describes what it can help me with. Great! That means everything was installed and configured correctly. Also notice that by default, it has a very useful status bar. It shows the model name, the context window size, how much of it is currently being used in this session, and even a visual representation of that usage. Now I'm going to ask it what it can help me with. I'm curious what it thinks about itself. Oh, now it has given a fairly detailed breakdown of what it can do for me right now. Nice. As you can see, what it describes directly corresponds to the list of tools and skills currently available to it. So later, when I want to teach it something new, I'll do that by adding files with skill descriptions and installing additional tools. In principle, nothing new here. It's the same pattern as with other agents. From a user's perspective, the agent interface is very similar to Claude Code. To see the available commands, you simply type a slash, and a list of all currently usable commands appears. As you continue typing more characters, the commands are filtered based on your input. The commands themselves are also very similar to those in Claude Code. For example, in Claude Code, I constantly use the clear command, which clears the context window and starts a new session. This is an essential tool before starting work on a new feature or fixing a bug. What's very convenient is that each command comes with a short description of what it does. So even just browsing through the list of available commands is enough to explore the capabilities of this agent. By the way, if you want to change LLM providers or simply switch models, you can easily do that using the provider and model commands. Another very interesting command that I definitely plan to try later is Claude Code. With it, you can directly invoke Claude Code from within this agent to work on code. In other words, Hermes can manage it and ensure everything stays under control. And if you decide that the short descriptions in the dropdown are not enough, you can use the help command to get a full list of commands with detailed explanations for each one. They are organized into groups, and the last and largest group is dedicated to commands based on skills. So I think by now you know enough to try Hermes Agent yourself. As for me, after today's setup, I'll keep it running permanently on my Raspberry Pi, and I plan to use it actively on a daily basis, since I really like the concept of a self-improving agent. On top of that, a lot of things work out of the box right after installation and don't require long setup, unlike something like OpenClaw. After spending some time using it, I'll definitely record a separate video where I share my experience using Hermes Agent in real-world conditions. So if you're interested in a follow-up, make sure to subscribe to the channel. And with that, I think that's it for today. If you enjoyed the video, leave a like and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. See you soon, and take care.